This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. In the light of what's happening to our brothers and sisters in Palestine, the atrocities that are taking place, I wanted to share a story with our young brothers and sisters around the world, our youth, who want to understand exactly what is happening out there. I want to give you a short story of a Muslim boy. Muslim boy went to the school for the second semester of the year. He walked into the class. He goes to his seat. His seat was in the corner, far into the class, right next to the window, overseeing the garden that's outside. Everyone loved looking outside of that window, which his seat was right next to. He sat in his seat and he always enjoyed the birds chirping right next to the window he sat next to. He looked outside as the teacher was explaining. He smelled the fresh air when the window was open. Everyone in class enjoyed looking out that window that was next to his desk. His teacher liked him. He was a smart kid. His classmates respected him as well, and he had a good relationship with them as well. But one day, a boy comes in. He's slightly bigger than him, larger, you know, a little bit buff, tells him, "Hey, I want you to get off that seat right there. I like that desk." I said, "What do you mean? This is my desk. I've been sitting here since the beginning of the year, and I was assigned this desk." "Yeah, but I like it," is what the bully said. "I want it." So he had a little scuffle with him. He grabbed the Muslim boy, who was a little bit smaller in build, didn't have that much muscle. He tried to defend himself, but then the bully shoved him off the desk and he sat on the desk. The young Muslim boy looked at the teacher, looked at the classmates. He tried to resist. He saw that the teacher didn't say anything to him. He tried to complain, but the teacher told him, "Okay, just have a seat in this other desk." He didn't know what to do. He just sat in the other desk and waited. The teacher said, "I'll sort it out later. We'll take care of it. Don't worry about it." But that never happened. Lunchtime came a couple days later. This bully didn't bring any lunch with him. So he went up to this young Muslim boy and he told him, "Give me your lunch. I'm hungry." He's like, "Wait, this is my lunch. I can't just give it to you." The bully said, "I want it. I want it. I'm hungry. Give it to me." He snatched the lunch off the desk. The Muslim tried to defend it, tried to take his lunch back. The bully shoved him. He fell down and he just spent that day without lunch. It was very sad. One day, actually in the locker room, he was changing for a gym as he came to school with slippers. So as he was putting his sneakers on, he had some brand new Jordans that his grandma got him a couple of weeks back. He was putting his new Jordans on. The bully saw him putting them on. He's like, "Hey, I want those Jordans. I like them. They look nice." He's like, "Yeah, but they're mine." He shoved them. He took his Jordans and he couldn't do anything about it. Tried to resist, he tried to fight back, but this kid was just too strong. All his classmates were staring. Sometimes some of them would show some resentment, say, "Hey, you know, I don't like what's being done to you." Some of them would tell, none of them would tell the bully to stop. But unfortunately, this kept happening. Once his allowance and his sneakers, his lunch again, got beat up in the playground, and it just kept happening over and over again. The boy tried to contact the school tried to contact the boy's mom and dad, but they were busy because, you know, they were in a separated relationship and, you know, they were divorced. Each one was in a house and the boy would live 2 days here and then 2 days in the other house. And every time they called his father, they would say, he would say, "Talk to his mom." And every time they would talk to his mom, the mom would say, "Talk to his dad. I don't have time. I'm busy." So they were supposed to be responsible for him, but unfortunately they didn't come through. And it's very sad. So the boy had to fend for himself. One day, he got really fed up. And he said to himself, you know, if I don't defend myself against this bully, if I don't do something to him after all the allowances, all the lunches, everything he did to me, my sneakers, he's sitting in my desk, which I loved, and I could only pay attention in class when I'm sitting in that desk. I hate the place where I'm sitting now, all the way in the back corner. I can't even hear the teacher talk. The boy goes home that day. He looks in his father's drawer and he finds some thick rings, graduation rings that his father had from back in the day. He found four of them. So he thought of a plan. He's like, you know, I could take these rings to school. And I'm going to wear all of them. And when this bully takes my lunch next time, I'm really going to give it to him. So he goes one day and the bully took his lunch from him. He was sitting down. And as this bully was eating by himself on the table, came from the side and he whacked him with a punch right on the mouth, breaking the bully's three teeth. His three front teeth were gone. He fell on the floor. The blood was gushing. People were just, everybody came, all the teachers and the students were looking. Oh my God, I can't believe he did this. All of a sudden, this young Muslim boy was the criminal. Everybody was looking at him like, how could you do such a thing? Look what you did to his mouth. Look what you did to his teeth. They took the boy. They rushed him to an ambulance, took him to the office. They had to put all types of, wash his mouth out and the blood and whatnot. But the Muslim boy got really in trouble. They took him to the office. Turns out this bully is the principal's son, and that's why he never got in trouble. And he found this out. So when he went to class, when he went to the office, he was put in the naughty corner. And then the principal yelled and screamed and stomped and showed him how angry she was over what this young Muslim boy did to her bully son. Her son came back and she told her son, look, I want you to beat up this little Muslim kid. The same way he punched you, I want you to punch him back. And you can kick him. You could slap him and you could pull his hair and do whatever you want to him. It's okay. And the teachers, they won't say anything. It's all right because I'm their boss and I'm in charge of them. The teachers, they all went to class, stayed quietly. And as this bully is beating this Muslim boy in the office, four kids pass by the front office's window and they see this happening inside. But they don't stay silent. They spoke amongst themselves and they said, hey, we can't just let this happen. Let's go to class. Let's go to all the classes in school and tell them all to come out and protest in the middle of the hallway and not go into the classroom until this young Muslim boy gets out of trouble and back into his class and back onto his desk. So they went to all the classes and they told them what was happening and they all marched into the hallway and they started yelling and the bell rang and it was class time and the teachers are telling the kids, everyone go back into class. And the kids are all protesting saying, no, we will never go back to class. You have to take this young boy out of the office. He's being beat unjustly and we don't want to stay patient. We will not go back to class until he comes out of the office. The principal started to announce in the intercom, everyone back into class, everyone back into class. But no one listened. They started to chant, hell no, we won't go, hell no, we won't go. And everyone was marching in the hallways. The teachers tried to put the kids into class, but they refused. The principal came out and stomped in front of all of them. and she yelled, "Everyone in the hallway will be suspended if you don't go back to class right now." A few of the kids went back to class because they were scared of getting suspended. But everyone else stomped and marched, and they stayed in the middle of that hallway, and they said, "We will not go until you let this young Muslim boy out of the office and you send him back to his class and you put him on his desk and you let him be a student and treat him fairly, just like everyone else." And the principal said, "No, I'm going to suspend all of you." And then one of the smart kids, those four kids that saw him in the window, he said, "Hey, you can't suspend all of us, because then you won't even have a job. If you suspend everybody in here, then what's the point of being a principal? You wouldn't even have to come to work tomorrow. We know you can't do that. Just treat the young Muslim boy fairly and send him back to class and put him on a desk, and we would all go back to class." And guess what? The principal eventually gave in. And she said, "Okay, he can go back to class and go back on his desk." And because of these young boys and girls that saw him being punished, that saw him being beat in the office, and they came up with a plan, and they protested, and they went out, and they made sure that everyone in school knew about this, because they all knew. Everyone in school saw him being bullied the whole time. So it didn't take much for them to stand up for what is right. Now, I want to ask you guys, in this story, who do you think you want to be like? If there is a boy being bullied, would you want to stand up for him? Of course. Every Muslim should stand up for justice. We all have to be like those students that protested in the hallway and didn't let the bully do what they want to do and didn't let the principal get away with her unjust treatment. The young Muslim boy in the story is what's happening to our brothers and sisters in Palestine. In front of our eyes, we can all see it, the atrocities that take place. And the bully is Israel, funded by its own parent. We need to stand up and do something for our brothers and sisters in Palestine. See, these young boys, the four that went to all the classes and told all the students to protest in the hallway, and they stood up for what's just. What's your plan to stand up for what's just and what's true, and what do what you need to do for your brothers and sisters that are oppressed, that are being beaten and tortured and murdered every single day? Children and women are out of their houses. They're being buried day in, day out. We need to stand up for it. All right? We need to be strong Muslims. Now is the time. Just because you're young doesn't mean you can't know the truth. Learn about Palestine and learn about your brothers and sisters, and think before you go to sleep at night how you're going to help them, inshallah ta'ala. And with that, I'll leave you to it. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا.